Rum has been around for centuries. Columbus brought the first sugar cane to the New World, and shortly after, the first sugar cane plantation, worked by slaves, was begun in the New World in the Dominican Republic. A trade route was begun with Europe, bringing African slaves to the Americas, trading them for rum, tobacco, cotton, and other resources to take back to Europe. A rich European merchant class was built on people working under a hot sun, having someone else tell them when they could stop. Rum is said to increase good cholesterol, combat artery blockages, and help prevent heart attacks and disease. Rum is low calorie, strengthens bones, promotes heart health, combats muscle pain, fights the common cold, acts as a sleep aid, extends longevity, reduces the risk of Alzheimer's disease. Sir Francis Drake gave his sailors a daily shot of rum, and pirates drank the stuff instead of water, which was not always available, especially in the middle of an ocean. The Museo of Rum in the Zona Colonia makes rum on its premises and has a free tasting bar. I buy myself some coffee-flavored rum I hope I can get through customs and back home, and I plan to implement a daily regimen of rum for all the health benefits that accrue from drinking it. I will, though, never become a Los Angeles Raider football fan. Pirates, even Jack Sparrow, are too shady for my taste, even though we both like our rum right out of the bottle.